Hey, are you home? I have really exciting news. Come here, let's sit on the couch. Okay, so my boss called for me. I didn't want to keep her waiting, so I went into her office and God, my legs were shaking. I was so worried that I had fucked up and was going to get chewed out. I was super worried that I was going to have my trial period cut short with no compensation. Wasn't entirely wrong about that, now that I think about it. Anyway, she started with a bunch of pleasantries, you know, asked how my day had been, if I enjoyed it there, where I saw myself in 5 years, etc. It was torture. I know, right? How dare she? So there I was, waiting for my execution, and she wanted to talk about feelings. Okay, well, it was worth it. She said something like, "Do you know why I called you in here today?" I think I managed to squeak out a soft no. So she told me that she had been talking to my coworkers about me. Apparently, they told her my story. I mean, it wasn't a secret or anything. I told some of them that I had lived on the streets for a while, and obviously they asked me questions about it. I didn't really want my boss to know, though. I thought she was going to tell me that if my story came out that I'd be a liability, that I'd make the company, I don't know, dirty or something. I know it sounds silly right now, but in my head, it seemed like the only reason for her to have called me to her office. And then she smiled at me, and she just said, "If you want the full-time position, you have it." It took me like a full 5 seconds to realize what she said. I must have looked ridiculous because she just started laughing at me. She just kept smiling at me and went on to ramble about something. I was so shocked, I didn't even hear a single word she said. When she stopped talking and just looked at me, I think she was expecting a reply to something, but I didn't know, and so I just said, "So I can stay?" And then she's... Sorry. I'm just kind of rambling right now, aren't I? I guess I'm still kind of going through it in my head, but I did it! I got the job! She told me they'd be happy if I said yes, but she would let me have some time to consider my options. As if I had to think about it. Thank you. I really wanted a hug. I don't think you ever held me this tight before. Thank you. You told me before that you're proud of how far I've come, but I think this is the first time I'm actually believing it myself, too. I couldn't have done it without you. You truly saved my life, you know? Not a single day goes by without me thinking about the day that you found me. Tomorrow will be 6 months. Half a year. Can't you believe it? It still feels surreal to me. When you found me in the alley that night, you offered just one kindness after the other. You took me in, let me shower, gave me clothes, let me sleep on your couch. You even made the best carbonara I've ever had. Of course I remember it. Okay, maybe it wouldn't have won you the MasterChef award, but to me, it was the most amazing dinner ever. For a long time, I was just drifting from street to street, shelter to shelter. But you let me into your home, and you made me feel at home. And eventually, you became my home. And now, with your arms around me, I feel like I've finally found where I belong. Right here. With you. I think I... Would you let me... I'm sorry. It just... I've always wanted to... I've always wanted to kiss you. for so long. I was worried that maybe I overstepped, but I take it you don't mind since you kissed me back. Thanks. I just wanted to hear you say it straight out. Now, kiss me more. I just can't believe this day. Am I dreaming? If I am, I don't ever want to wake up. It's like everything is falling into place. I love you. Yes, I really do. I love you. Really? That makes me so happy. I never thought. I mean, I hoped, but never mind. It doesn't matter. I'm just so happy to hear you say that you love me too. Yes, yes, let's celebrate. My job and us. I was actually thinking on my way back that it would be really nice with, you know, dinner and champagne and just watching a movie. I had other things in mind too, but I didn't really think they'd happen. You want to know? I could tell you, but it might be easier to show you. Stay sitting on the couch. I'll stand up. You know, I bought this dress because it was pretty and I wanted to look professional for my job, but I realized it had one bonus I didn't consider when I first tried it out. It has a zipper on the back, and if you pull it down, it falls right off. I know you've caught glimpses of me in my underwear before, but I guess now's your chance to really admire my body. I was really hoping to be really sexy by dropping my dress like that, but this is a lot more embarrassing than I expected. What do you think? Do I live up to your imagination? Really? Thank you. I always thought maybe I looked good, but hearing you say I'm sexy makes me really happy. The way that you look at me makes me feel really hot. I can tell you that I find you very sexy too when you walk around with nothing but your boxers. I'm glad you think I'm beautiful. And since that bulge in your pants is getting bigger, I have proof that you find me attractive. So, want to find out what naughty thoughts my mind came up with? With pleasure, sir. First, I'll get down on my knees in front of you. Unbuckle your belt. And if you let me, I'll slide off your pants. And your underwear. And right there, we have the center of all the naughty stuff I imagined. And it looks just as hot and delicious in real life. Will you let me have a taste, sir? Your cock looked just as I fantasized. But it tastes so much better than I expected. It fits so perfectly in my mouth. Just enough room for my tongue to take care of your head. How does it feel, sir? Your moans are enough to tell me, but I could make you moan louder. Get deeper for you. I love your cock. That's it. Moan for me, sir. Let me hear you, please. Are you close to coming? It's a good thing I stopped. I don't want this to be over yet. But fuck, it felt good to have your cock in my mouth. I think it'll fit just as well in my pussy. Don't get up. You're perfect just the way you are. I'll just slide off my panties for you. They're sticking to my thighs. Do you see how wet I am? That's all for you, sir. Now, let me straddle your lap. Perfect. Do you want me to sit down on your cock, sir? Tell me. Tell me that you want me to fuck you. Yes, sir. I want to see just how well your cock fills me up, too. Oh, fuck me. Your cock just slipped inside. I'm so wet, my lips just spread themselves for you. You feel so fucking good inside me, sir. Okay. I really can't wait anymore. I need to ride your cock. Fuck, you're amazing. Your cock is amazing. Fuck, I've never thought my pussy could feel this fall off. You reach so deep inside, I feel every fucking inch of your cock. My God, you stretch me out so nicely. Every time I rise up, my pussy just begs to fall back down on you. Oh, of course, yes, take off my bra. Oh, please grab my tits. Oh, just like that, sir, yes. Oh, they're yours. My tits are yours. For as long as you want me, no one will ever, ever touch me except for you. As long as you promise that this cock is mine too, because I love you, sir. I do. With all my heart, I love you. Yeah. You really love me too. Oh, yes. I'm so happy. You make me so fucking happy. Oh, fuck. I wish we had done this sooner, but God, it was worth the wait. So fucking worth it. Fuck. You feel so good. I think I might come soon. I can feel myself getting close. Are you getting close? Where do you want to come? Tell me. Yes, it's okay. I want it. I want it so fucking bad. Come inside me, please. 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 No, no, it's okay. I don't mind. I want it so bad. Please. Yes. It's not the first time I've thought about a life with you. I promise. I wanted you to be my family for so long. Please. So come inside me. Grab my hips and slam me down in your cock as you fill my pussy with your seed. Please, breed me, sir. Please, breed the girl you rescued from the streets and make her your own. Please. Oh, God, please fuck me. Fuck me. Yes, yes, yes. Fuck, I'm gonna come on your cock. Oh, my God. Please, I'm coming. I'm coming. I'm coming. Please, please let me come on your cock as you fucking come inside me. Yes. Yes, yes, fuck, fuck. I can't stop. Please come with me, please. Yes, 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 press me down on your cock, please. Oh, fuck, 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 I feel you pulsing inside me. It's so hot. Your cum feels so hot inside me. Fuck. I love you. Can we stay like this? Please, only for a little bit. I don't want to let go of your cock yet. I want to milk this moment, just as I milked you. Oh my God. I know, that was a really cheesy thing to say. How was it? Did you like it? I really hope you did because I felt amazing. I thought so. If you said you didn't like it, I wouldn't believe you. You looked so happy. And so satisfied. You really gave me a lot of your cum. Oh, I still feel the heat of you in my belly. Speaking of belly, now that sex is checked off the list, do you want to maybe think about what we're going to do for dinner? We could order takeout. You want to cook for me? Do you have anything in mind? Anything I want? Well, I could say a big fat steak, but not today. I want something even better. Can you guess? Yes, I want your carbonara.